This is Parsha. We have the whole incident. Moshe killing the Mitzri. Pasuk says, "Yach Mitzri Maka Ish Ivri Mecha." The Mar Sanhedrin learns out from here. Merlin learns out from here that Nachrish, he gets his show, Chai Misa. A guy, it's a Jew, he's Chai Misa. Shanaim Avichin, Chai Bechai, Vyar, Kainish, Vyachas, and Mitzri.
He has to be Motsidan?
What?
Does he have to be
Motsidan? He just started the Sukkah. Give me a chance.
So, random side point, it's so random. Did Moshe actually use the same Shema first to kill the guy? Or did he just like.
That's a Rashi. Later on, by Dasan Aviram, Yermel Rosh, Lom Sakriyecha, so the Halargeni Ata Oimer. Halargeni Ata Oimer. So Rashi says it means he killed him with the Shema first.
So, when did Moshe learn that? When he was parading around Paris house?
He was a couple of years by his mother.
Oh.
In the Sefer Daf al Daf, some heading over there. He's had a question from the Sefer called Mrafs and Igra. Mrafs and Igra is an expression when something is like, you know, breaks the ceiling. That's like, you know, you say when guys have a real bad smell, that's Mrafs and Igra. Right? So that's the Sefer called Mrafs and Igra. So it's an interesting statement, brings out all sorts of interesting questions and stuff. Kitzer, so he brings out over there, he asks a question. How does the Gemara know that Moshe killed the Mitzri because he's Chayav Misa, because he hit the Jew? Harei Chazal, the Medrash, Nashi means it down. It says, this Mitzri was no Tatala, and when he was Nosin Einav, the Shleimitz Bas Dibri, the wife of that of the Ish Ivri, and he was the in charge. He pulled the husband out in the middle of the night, kilo for some work duty, and he went back in and he was Baal Shlomo's Ivri. That's the Megadiv. Then the parish Emor was born from this union.
Mm-hmm.
The Megadiv, and then the Parash Emor, one of them Kal and the Shem, Kal and the Parash Emor. Actually, we need to get back to that as well. What? Ben Ish Israelis, the son of Shlomis Bas Divri, who's in Kal and the Shem, and he was put in jail. Then the Parash Emor.
Didn't we have a Tanachin?
What?
I don't know what Tanachin.
Kitzer. So the question is, so this means this Mitzri was Mazan with the Nation's Ish. So how does Chazal know that he killed him because he's Hikas Yisrael? Why don't we say maybe he killed him because he's Mechai Misa, because he lived with a Nation's Ish?
No,
actually, later on, we'll bring the Ar Midrashim that do say the reason why he killed him was because of Znus. But we'll have to get to that. But this was the question that's asked in the Sefer.
The Pais Megillah also?
Oh, that's one second.
What do you say?
So he brings down the B'Shem of Michel Feinstein, Chil Michel Feinstein. Now, Chil Michel Feinstein guy has a Sefer on Sanhedrin. I looked, it wasn't there. So, the reason why I'm saying this is because the Chayra, it's a Pella, the Teretz. He brings down the Teretz, allegedly. So I don't want to say Michel Feinstein said this because it can't be that he said it, but he quotes the Bishmai. And he says the Shita of the Truma Zedeshen, he says that the Shita of Truma Zedeshen, it's not Truma. He says that, he ain't kol lav ha'Yisrael nochri lavoy al Yisraelis. And that was Moshe was trying to say over here. That there's no Yisra for a guy to live with a Yisraelis. No, that's Pasha. There is an Isser of Eishes Ish for a guy. For a guy to live with his friend's wife, that's for sure. Us is Chayim Misa. That's a Raias. The question is, though, for a guy to live with a Yisraelis. He quotes allegedly a. Give me a second. The Shumas Adeshin that says that what? It's dafke eishes amisoi. Dafke eishes amisoi. But for a guy to live with an eishes ish Yisraelis, there's no iser. That's what he calls. So Mela, so according to that shita, why did he kill him? Can't be because of Znos, eishes ish. Alamai must be because of him. Now, Bechaira, this teretz is Merafs and Igra. Because the Chayyur is against the Gemara, it's against the Rambam, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin of the Zayinon days, a blot away, not even so far away. The Gemara says, "Bal Arayis, Al Arayis Yisrael, Nidan Medina Yisrael." The Gemara Brayis has said, "What does that mean?" Look at Be'aychanon. It's talking about Nair Marasa. Because the Goyim don't have a concept of Erisin. So according to the Lididhu, Leslu, they don't have a concept of Erisin. See, it's only Bula's Baal, only to live with each other as husband and wife. So therefore, even though normally a Goy gets Sayif, he gets killed with Cherev, but if a Goy is Mizanu with Eishes Ish, a Nair Marasa, since he doesn't have that Avera, he doesn't have that erva by himself, therefore the punishment, the type of mis is skila and not saif. And then where it says vayeter, by eish zish, on nesua, by nichnas l'chum of v'loy nivala, where again, a guy does, by guy has to be bulas baal, right? If they didn't live with each other, then there's no znus. But he lives with a Jewess, who's nichnas l'chup of v'loy nivala? She's had nesulim, but she didn't have bia. So then she gets chenek, and the guy gets chenek like a Jew because that avera you don't have by a guy. Upon it's a ferish gemara, a ferish rambam that a guy lives with a Jewish eishes ish. He's chayev misa. So therefore, how could you say that? That's not Eish Samisai, and therefore the Trumas Deshen says no Isser. Now, if you look at the Trumas Deshen.
That's a really bad about this thing.
What?
If Moshe killed him with the Shema Farish, then he didn't really like.
He's still with the Shema Farish. Yeah. We moved on.
Because if he killed him with the Shema Farish, he'd not have a riot anywhere. Like, he just said Shema Farish. If it wasn't Chayv Misa, he probably wouldn't have died.
Why not?
Shema Farish is like scary, spooky things that, like, you know, if the guy's gonna die.
If you kill someone with Shema Farish, you chayav misa?
Probably not.
Why? Who said? Ah, oh, very good. Very impressed. Listen to Yoni. The whole share about it. The stifler, Pashas Yorchayim. Anyway.
Whatever.
Now.
Shema Farish should figure out that the guy's not chayav misa. Not gonna die. Okay, fine.
So first of all, some guys do say that, but so what? So it's Chayim Misa. Doesn't mean, the question was, is Chayim Misa for what? Is Chayim Misa because he lived with the Eishes Ish? Is Chayim Misa because he hit the Jew? So you still don't know that. What does it do with how Shem Farish works? Either, okay, fine. Zol Zayin, it's only Chayim Misa. He was Chayim Misa over here. That's why he killed him. Even if you want to say that. I'm not saying that. You want to say that, isn't it? But still, we still have the question, how do we know it's because of hitting him? Maybe because of Eishes Ish. So now, to say that there's no Eishes Ish is wrong. And Trumas Deshen, he doesn't say it. The only thing in that whole Trumas Deshen that you might have mistakenly thought him to be saying that is one line over there. He says, there he's talking about if a Goy is Mizana with a Israelis. The question is, and the Shita Ben Tam is, the Ma'aseh Shaya that then he was Megayah. The question is, can he marry her? Because it did. The is Echel Baal Echel Baal. Someone's Mizana with Eishes Ish. It's Aser. You know, I'll marry her. So the question is, does that apply if the Baal is a guy? Can he marry the guy?
Shouldn't he get killed?
Shouldn't he get killed? Who?
The guy who is the guy?
That's not the question. Maybe there's no Aiden or whatever. It's not the point. The point is, hello, do we say Echel Abayil applied to a guy? That your possession says it doesn't apply to a guy because a guy does not, the Isser of Labayil doesn't apply to a guy. It's like a Behema. So in other words, the Isser that's Chal, Labal, and normally Chal and Boil is not going to be Chal on the guy. So therefore, even once it becomes a ger, there was never an esser. That's all Chumazeshin says, Lagabe, a guy being mazana with Nesh Sish, that the isl of Bayil is not chal, because it's a behemoth. Doesn't say that it's mutter for a guy, doesn't say that if a guy does, he won't get killed. That the Ferish Gemara, he does, he will get killed. Furthermore, when it says that the Pasuk, it says, Eishes Amisai, and it's not Amisai, because one's a Jew, one's a guy, the Pasuk Eishes Amisai is not said by Ben Noach, but it's Benayach. The pasuk by Benayach says, "Pasuk by Benayach says, v'davik beishtoi v'loy beish chaveiroi." Of course, you can maybe make it on your own. A different drasha. It's not eish chaveiroi. But Maisa. So first, the pasuk is the wrong pasuk. The pasuk is not said by Benayach. Second of all, it's against the Gemara. Third of all, Chumash doesn't say it, and therefore, obviously, Rabbi Michael Feinstein never said this. So I don't know where this guy got it from. But anyway. Akapanev, he brings that different text from Chaim Kanevsky that he says like this. It says in the Pesukim that it's mashma pasha from the pasuk that the reason, the motivation for killing him was the hitting and not the fact that he was mezana. Why? The pasuk says he went out, right? Yarish Mitzri, Makish Ivri. And then it says, "V'ifin koy v'chav yar kenish v'yachas the mitzri." So the pasuk is saying the pasuk is mashma, and that's what Chazal understood that v'yachas a mitzri was a result of what the beginning of the pasuk they saw him hitting the Jew. And then right after that, v'yachas a mitzri. Put two and two together, it seemed that that's why he killed him because he hit the Jew. And we see from here, M.K. Zakar B'Chanina that goyish hikis shals chayim misa. Another terrace, he brings down that sefer from Scheinberg.
It's not the most crazy thing to say.
But you don't have a kash how Chazal understood it and Chazal knew it. That's part of the pasuk. But no, that's what Rav Chanina says. A very simple thing. That's part of the pasuk. So it's not a kash. Maybe it's something else. Mechtes is something else. This is pashtus. You're right. If we had to say it the other way, we could have, you know, we've heard crazier things. Right. I'm soaking, yeah. Okay, but that's the Kripash, it's not Kripash Rav Chanina. He also made another text from Rav Scheinberg that, and if not, even when I say it's Chai Misa, because it's Bari Jezish, but Moshe Beinu wouldn't have been allowed to kill him for that. Because even though, because he didn't see it. So if he didn't see it, so even though Al Pi Cheshbon, you know, they figured it out, right? Because they pulled him out. Circumstantial evidence to support that he was actually mezana with this woman, Shlomo Spas Divri, but we don't know. He doesn't know for sure. So therefore, even the Lashon of the Medrash that the Bailo, why was he hitting him? Because the husband hergish bedavar. No, he sensed the foul play that went on over here, and Mela and the Mitzri chop that, so therefore he kept on beating him. But it doesn't mean that he didn't catch him in the act. And therefore, so the Moshe Beinu didn't see it, and therefore, technically, Moshe Beinu could not have killed him for that. And even though Ben Noach doesn't need to aid him, but he still needs an echo, a dying echo, it still has to be due process. And you can't just kill him. So Mela, therefore Chazal Scheinberg, therefore Chazal understood, it must be that the reason why he's killing him was because he hit the Jew and that he saw himself, as the Pasuk says, Bayar, and therefore he'd be allowed to kill him.
Is Ruach HaKadosh good Eidus?
What?
Is Ruach HaKadosh good Eidus?
Can a Bezin kill? If the rabbis are super super holy rabbis, they're real chayish, they know the Ruach HaKadosh can be a bezin kill the guy.
But
sure not, for sure not.
A guy is different, though, no?
What?
By a guy, you need bezin.
A guy says even eid echad and dayan echad inof yatzmai. There has to be a due process. So it's yitachin that will be enough. Okay, we'll see later. There are midrashim that say that the reason why he killed him was taka because of the avera. There's even a midrash that says nimloch b'malachim. It says he took counsel with the Malachim about it. So Mashmaya says that there was Malachim told Moshe that this actually happened. And according to the Medrash, it sounds like he's not going to rely on that. So that would be an Echnami.
So Malachim could be.
But maybe the Gemara wasn't going with that. Moshe didn't know for sure. He didn't ask the Malachim. The Medrash says he asked the Malachim. The Gemara is going. The Pashup Shad doesn't say anywhere that he asked the Malachim. Doesn't say anywhere that he had real chesh about this, that he knew. It's because the person has no clarity, doesn't mean he knows everything necessarily. I don't know, maybe. No, you know, the Ramban says he was 12 years old at the time, so.
Even better. He knows the Fisham version was 12 years old.
Maybe.
Okay, he's done the Ruach Kaidis.
According to what we said before, he's the Ruach Kaidis, but maybe, you know, the Ramban says the level of his Nevo also grew. You know, by the scenario, he said it's a high level. It, you know, it takes time, you know what I'm saying? He's only 12 years old. Talk.
Moshe could be the dying at 12.
What?
Moshe could be the dying at 12.
So that's what, according to some, I think that's good for what Dustin Abiram's saying later. Again, at the Eimer, that Misamcha Sar V'Sheif Eleinu. Misamcha Sar V'Sheif Eleinu, who made you into a judge, I think some of us should explain, because he was only 12, and he wasn't of age, therefore he couldn't some answer, because in those days could be gods was earlier, the Sanhedrin. Okay, but that's not the focus of our share today. So let's move on a little bit. Now so this is a very important question over here. The Gemara says, "Nachri Shahar Yisrael Tzchad Misa." The question is: is Bashem Shahar Tzchad Yisrael? What if a Nachri hits another Nachri? Is he Chayiv Misa? He gets into Barbaral. Is he Chayiv Misa? So is this one of the seven mitzvahs?
Don't kill.
And say kill and hit him.
And then he died.
I didn't say that.
Oh,
I said. In our case, also the Ibid guy, he didn't kill him, he hit him.
He didn't beat him to death.
He hit him. He
killed him first.
He didn't beat him to death. So he's not, otherwise you would need a pasuk telling me that Nachshon is Shaul. It's not a guy's chayv for killing. He didn't kill him. It's a question of a guy hits another guy and he doesn't kill him, is chayv misa. So the Ran over there, the Chushiran, Sechel Sanhedrin, often heard. He wants to say that Pashtus, he would be Chayiv, but he declares, why Nachri Shikas Yisrael, why is he Chayiv Misa? Why is he Chayiv Misa? Why Taka? We have right from the past, why Taka? It's not one of the Shemitz Bnei Nayach, it's why is he Chayiv Misa? Says the Ran, that L'chayir is Nichlan Gezel. He said, like the Ran says, Mali Chaval Begufe. Mali Chaval B'Mayne. What's the difference if you're Chayval B'Mayne? When you steal something from him, you're being Chayval B'Mayne, right? So when you hit him, you might be Chayval Begufe. And we declare maybe you have to draw blood. Chayval Begufe. It's not like the Ran that it's not Chaval. We'll see about that soon.
Is it Gaifa Misa Gistil?
What?
Gaifa Misa?
Yes.
Stealing
his money? Yes. Okay, it steals Chayval Misa, yes.
From a Jew?
See a guy, no, friend. See, see a guy shoplifting in the supermarket? That's right. No, but you need due process. You still need to aid them. You have to be done. Say.
That was should one do it. Wave him to out the shop and then chop him.
Give him a chance. One step.
Okay, now. Oh. Because that's what the Ran wants to say. So, furthermore, says the Ran, Haray, the Mitzri hit the Jew, the Ish Ivri, but the Ish Ivri was really Ben Nayach. It was before the Torah. So he was a Ben Nayach. So, Meila, by definition, if Moshe Ben killed him because he hit a Jew, he didn't really hit a Jew. He really hit Ben Nayach. So Elamai, it must be that even if a guy hits another guy, he's also Chayiv Misa. That says the Ran, because it's Nichlan Gezel.
Well, technically, Moshe was also Ben Nayach.
What?
So is a Ben Nayach let to carry out the sentence?
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Who's supposed to carry out the sentence? Who's supposed to police them?
What's the right that the Nelshmer is Israel is high visa? That's not Israel is high visa. He's a bit
Noah.
No. Didn't he have Mariah? So maybe when it's like
worse, it's worse. Yeah. It's worse. Like, if it's worse, if it's a Jew, it's not Mustafa. Especially if it's Gezel, if the Benai kill it steals from a Jew, he's butter.
Within
Kalahoma, within Misha Kalahoma? In Ein Shemadin? But no, it is a chilek. It doesn't say anywhere. If it said somewhere, Benar, that steals from Benar, it's Chai Misa, you have to make Kalahoma, you'll say Ein Shemadin. It doesn't say, explicitly say a guy.
Didn't Hashem already choose
Mason
already?
Oh, one second, we'll get there. Okay, that's what it is. That's what it is. Very good. We'll get there. Says the Ran, that no, it's not good by a Jew. So he says, I don't want a commentary yet. He says, listen to the Lashon. He says, Hoyle mitzvah is seirois al bnei noach. They have more mitzvahs than bnei noach. It's mashma mila. He refers to what he says before. Gidon Asha is a question, actually. If the bnei Yaakov will assume Gidon Asha, it's a whole gemara. The whole discussion whether they were mitzvah on Gidon Asha. Caleb, what? Because maybe they weren't. It doesn't say anywhere they were mitzvah. It says, Akele, Yerich, Bnei Yisrael. As Gidon Asha. It doesn't say when. This might be telling me why, because of this Maisa, a couple hundred years later, they were Mitzvah. But not necessarily.
Bnei Yisrael first to, like, Yaakov Yisrael?
So go learn the Sugya and figure it out. That's how it's a Sugya. Now, the Ran is Mitzayin to what he says earlier, and over there, he brings out a Medrash. Now, Avram, Hoysif Echad, V'yamila, Tfilas Shachris, V'yam Ches. I'm not really quite sure about the math over here.
Oh, math.
Because someone should write a formula for us, maybe. Yitzchak Haysef Echad, Vua Meiser, Vat Utfilas Mincha, Hein Tes. So, again, he added
two.
He added Meiser, Utfilas Mincha, and we still don't want to get the nine. Yaakov Haysef Giranasha, unless he means that the Tefillah of Avram was not a Chiyuv. It was what they did, so it's not added to the number. But anyway, Yaakov Hayes given a nasha. Oh, with Tfilas Arvis, Vamasara. So apparently we're not counting the Tfilas, but we are counting Gira Nasha. So says the Ran, so since the Jews had more mitzvahs than Bnei Noach, Mamela, they're different, and therefore it's not a raya. It's not a raya, Lagabe Stam Bnei Noach. He says, if you're going to tell me, so he has a few questions. First of all, in K, if you're telling me that even when a guy hits another guy, he's chayiv misa, so why we say one of the zayin mitzvahs is shvichas damim, is killing? Why need killing? And if he hits me, doesn't kill him, is chayiv misa. So why is one of the zayin mitzvahs killing? Tell me even hitting. So why do you accept mitzvah killing? Elamai says the Ran must be that it's not by a Jew and not by a guy.
What if you poisoned him and you killed him without hitting?
What?
You're coming to include if you killed him with poison or with noxious fumes, but that's not hitting.
It's not chayvul.
You dug a bar and you get killed by the heaven.
What?
Well, no, bad example,
stick with the poison. Okay, yeah, it's a good question. It's a nice heart. Maybe, what's the right? Maybe killing is even with poison, it's not chayvo. Therefore, we need the extra chiddush of killing. Very nice question. Now, Kidua, the Rambam, the beginning of this chiddush of the Ram, at least it's happening, that goyish, shahikas, goyish, chayiv. Bamison, the Chayes Machlokes Shainim, that the Kiddur, the famous Machlokes, Rambam and the Rabban, what is the mitzvah of Dinim? Rambam says the mitzvah of Dinim is to punish and to judge the other six. That's the mitzvah of Dinim. The Rambam, and the Rambam says that, the Rambam says that was the problem with Anshei Shechem, that they didn't. That they stole Dina, Shechem and Hamar, they stole Dina, and the people didn't punish them. That's why they were killed out by Shimon Halevi. The Ramban disagrees.
There was an issue in Gaza. There was an issue in Gaza.
Yeah.
Wasn't there an issue with Arias?
I'll kill you. Wasn't Arias. Now, the... What?
They stole her and they continued.
But it wasn't Arias. She was a Pruya. It's not Arias. Graham don't have these. Goyen don't have this one either.
I don't think she said yes.
Well, that's got a Shiloh. What about does she have this one either who live with the guy?
Yeah, I think she said yes either way.
He only wants to know if they were Chayv Miso, why was Abba upset at them?
I am Ramban, Parash Vishlach, which is about, we're about to call him Barichlis, so that's not for now. That's the Shem Paras Vishla. Now, it's probably in the Nachasu somewhere. You only know.
Yeah.
The kids are by saying. It is a Shem on Shechem. I'm not sure which kind of. But anyway. So the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that what does Dina mean? Oh, the Ramban asked the Kasha. From Cain, why was Yaakov Makbid Aleihem? If there were, the Dina is the judge, so why was he Makbid? It's her. But the Ayin Shalom. The Ramban disagrees. And he says, what does Dina mean? Dina means a judicial system. A Chayish Mishpat. And the Ramban enumerates the Pirtei Pratim of what is supposed to be Nichlan Dina. And the Ramban gives a whole list. Gneva, Ayna, Oishik, Sasachet, Dina Shaymim, Ayis Mafata, Ovis Azikin, Chayvel Bechaveirai, Dina Malalai, Mecham Amkar, etc. It's before the Ramban that all three volumes of Chosh Mishpat, well, it used to be three volumes, now with Chosh Lion, I don't know how many volumes, whatever it is, all the volumes of Chosh Mishpat are pertinent to the Goyim. So Mamela, the Ramban, so it comes out that Batsam, a guy, is mitzvah on chayvah. So one of the things they list there is chayvah. It's mashma, like the half of the Ran, that a guy is mitzvah on chayvah vidar Ramban. Al Kapanim, I'm going to fast forward here and drop. The Mechaz Chinuch asks on the Ramban for Mara Sugya. The Mechaz Chinuch asked the Ramban from Mara Sugya. According to Ramban, why does the Gemara say Akum Meshihika is Yisrael? The Chayr Lefid Ramban is Chayr Lav Dafka Tzvud and Benayach. Because according to Ramban, it's Nichlal. The Ramban says it's Nichlal and Gesel. The Ramban, it's Nichlal and Dinim. Because Dinim includes all Dinim Yisrael. And the Ramban gave the whole list. Basically, Onis and Fat include everything. Right? And specifically, he said Chavallah, right? The fact that Mechaz Chinuch, so why is the Gemara saying Dafki Yisrael? It's not even down the Ran that Taka had a Shaila, maybe it's not Dafki Yisrael. That's a Mechaz question in the Ramban. Says Mechaz Chinuch, and the Daich HaKisei says that maybe the difference between Chayvel and Naka. Maybe the Ramban says Chayvel is Dafki when you draw blood. And the Gemara is talking about even if you hit and you don't draw blood.
Doesn't matter if it's with your shirt.
Maybe that's what the Gemara, that's the chiddush of Dafka Maki Yisrael, even if you don't draw blood. So that's Mechilah, doesn't like that. He doesn't like that chiddush.
Ready?
1 second. Yeah?
Why is he doing Chayv Misa, the guy? What? If everyone didn't kill the guy, should have been Chayv
Misa. When?
The Mitzri.
Why?
The Mitzri's hitting God Israel, right?
No. According to Rambam and Chayv Dinim?
The Ramban is also, no?
No, the Ramban, the Dinim doesn't mean to judge. Dinim means to have a system.
Okay.
All the things that are in the system. Now, L'chayr, this chilek that the Mechaz Chinuch rejects, L'chayr, that's the chayr of Parshat Teretz for Ramban. Because, especially since Ramban, if we're saying the Ramban's going there to Dinei Yisrael, by Dinei Yisrael, right, the Ramban's saying the Dinim are Dinei Yisrayel, by Dinei Yisrael, Chayvul Chaveiroi, the Isra of Chayvul Chaveir is Dafka Chavala, if you draw blood. But Mela, So Meila's vein, it makes a lot of sense that that's the chiluk. When the Ban says that hitting someone is part of dinim, that's when you draw blood. But if you just hit someone without drawing blood, that wouldn't be nichlal in the parasha of Chayvel. The Meila, dafka, if he hits a Jew, not a guy, because Viachas of Mitzri tells us even if there was no drawing of blood, that the Chayra would be the simple terrorist to answer the Ramban's question, the Mechitzin's question on the Ramban. And because actually discussion seems to be, actually it comes up later, there's a discussion how to learn up the Ramban. Because Ram has a Lashon that says as follows. That's Lashon and Rambam. Oh. Ram says, Akam in Perig Yud, Milchus Moch, Malach Abad. Ram says, Lashon, Akam Shehiko Yisrael, Afilu Chaval by Kol Shehu. Af Bishu Chayib, Misein in Erad, Ram says. But the Rambam says, "What even a chovel by kolshu?" So the Mishael and Farshim, what does chovel by kolshu mean? Is that coming telling me that you don't need to draw blood? That's chovel. Yes, it means kolshu, and then there's no you didn't draw blood. All is not like that. But upon him, there's a chamakim to mechalik between drawing blood or not. So the Rambam says that it's nichal and chayvel. L'chayr it's very geshmak and teretz to say the Rambam's talking about with chaval with blood, and the chiddush of the Gemara is that is even without blood. And that might be what the Rambam is saying, kolshu, meaning even though you didn't draw any blood.
Slightly random question. What if the guy does a chavala and draws down with rishus, like he was a doctor? Is he chayv mishus? Because by kibud of aim, it's still awesome.
By kibud of aim, it's not necessarily awesome. That's the keep hearing has a part of me saying, whatever, the sugi in Sanhedrin. But anyway, if it's Bereshus, so we'll see about that soon. Certainly, if it's Gezel, certainly if you have me in the round that's Gezel, then certainly Bereshus would be Mutter. Now, if it's Al Chayvel, then also it'd be Mutter Bereshus. We go to doctors and they cut us up, right? They're not ready for this Al Chayvel. Now, oh. So, from this Ram that said that it should be Nichol and Gezel, so someone made a raya, I think in the footnote of the word, was raya, and then there, he wanted to be a raya, not a raya, but the Ram also holds like the Ben Yaina. The famous Ben Yaina, oh, you got to learn Bab Kama. The first paragraph of Bab Kama, in the beginning, everyone was busy about what's the Isser of Mazik. So Steipel has a piece over there, I think of Baruch Bar has a piece, what is Isser Mazik? The Torah says it's an Isser to be Mazik. What is the Isser? So everyone moves down to Ben Yainer. Ben Yainer, the beginning of Av is in the Mishnah of Moshe Kibbutz Terem Messina, Mesar Lishua, Doug Ben Yainer, that when it says Kibbutz Terem Messina, it means both Teresh Moksav, Teresh Baal Peh. He says, obviously, you can't understand Teresh Moksav without Teresh Baal Peh, and he explains. He says, the Pasuk is a little sigzel, right? Now, sigzel is a stealing. But he says, but kol nazik b'chala is hila. That's Teresh Baal Peh. So he says, the Rabbi Yonah says, b'feirish, the le sigzel includes mazik. So the isra of stealing includes not doing mazik. So this is one of the main makayers. Everyone brings down, at least in the Rishonim, what we see the Farish discuss what the Isser of Mazik is. So, and the Ran is saying similar to the Tzad of the Ran. He's saying the Chayvel is Nichlal in Zeila. Mali Chayvel Begufay, Mali Chayvel Bemaynay. So if Chayvel, being Chayvel Begufay, is considered a Zeila, then being Mazik is also considered a Zeila. Same type of thing. It's also being chayvel. It's being chayvel minor. The Ran says a lot like that, right? So mazik is being chayvel minor. You see, it's lav dafka gzeila. We're actually taking something from the person, but even that taking the money away from him in a different way by damaging that's also called taking money away from him. Now, but I was thinking the chayr is not a sush to b'chal because The Ran is going on a tzad that by Ben Nayach is it's nichal in the gazel of Ben Nayach, because it's important in a lot of places. I think that you know the Shem Mitzvah Ben Nayach are more kailal, the more general than our mitzvahs. Marshal arayas, arayas kailal, a whole bunch of arayas by Israel. Each Arab is a different lot. I think Ben Adam is one general Israel of arayas. Gezel also. The Rambam. I think we just made each had this recently. No, Rambam says Benoyach. Ben Nayach is chayv gezela. Ben, if he steals another guy or Yisrael, etc. Echa goyis lo a guy named Mammon or a guy named Nefesh. Rambam includes kidnapping in the Isser of Gezel of Ben Nayach. Now, by the Jews, the separate pasuk, the pasuk in Seres Dibris, leisignayv is gneivas the fashis leisignayvu. So like. Thou shalt not steal. The Seres Dibris is not talking about stealing; it's talking about kidnapping. But anyway, but the Rambam says that by Goy, it's included in this a Gezel. So you see that Gezel by Ben Nayach could include more than what includes as any type of Gezela could be considered Gezela by Ben Nayach. So Meila, the fact the Ram says that the Gezel Ben Nayach could include Chabal, Malchal, Guf, Malchal, Mainai. I don't think we have right from there, like Ben Yaina, that by a Jew, being Mazik is included in Lo Yisigzol. Because by a Jew, every Lav is more specific, and they're not general, because we see that we don't give just general Lav and include everything. Everything is specific. So Meila, I wouldn't necessarily jump to say that from this Ram we see like a Ben Yain. Now, another area where this Ram is brought down, and furthermore, by the way, the Ram and then describes from this, right? The Ram is not like that. He slugs us up. Right? So, you know, it's a Lamais, the Ram doesn't hold it. But anyway, there's another point, which is a whole discussion, interesting discussion, related discussion. What is the din if a person's mazik? Yeah? Is he postulatus? A gazan's postulatus. Someone's chaimachus postulatus. We had a whole discussion about that. What exactly the gather is? He rush the chomas, you need a shame rasha, etc. So what's the din if someone is mazik? Is he chai? Is he postulatus? So the Bach, in Simulam Adalid, brings down a Mordechai b'shem ben Yoker. Now, I couldn't find this Mordechai. I looked high and low, I couldn't find it. And anyone that discusses this always calls the Bach B'Shem and Mordechai. So I couldn't find it, at least not in Bar Ilan. But anyway, maybe I didn't search right. But anyway, I didn't find it. Bachman, the Bach quotes Mordechai, and it brings a raya from the Gemara in Akainis. The Gemara by David HaMelech. The Gemara by David HaMelech, when he wanted a torch, the Gaddish with the Plishtim were hiding. He wanted to burn them out. And see, his question was whether he's allowed to do that or not. So he wanted to torch the Sairim, and he's going to pay him back with Adashim, which is even worth more. So he asked the Shiloh whether he's allowed to do that or not. So the answer was that normally, you know, I'll do that, but your Melch, anyway, Melch is Paris Gather, different story. But anyway, the point was, the Pasuk was one of that Pasuk, Chavol Yashiv Rasha, Gezel Yishalim. So even though you're planning on paying them back even more than what you stole, but still, it's a problem. Chavol Yashiv Rasha, the Novi Yecheskel calls these people a Rasha. So Mele says the Bach, says the Ben Mordechai Postulatus. Now, this is talking about, he's not stealing, he's being mazik, he's torching the silo.
Technically he's stealing,
also. No, technically it's not stealing, that's the whole point. He's stealing, it's mazik. That's the whole discussion we're having right now is, technically stealing, is that what you would call technically stealing, is that called stealing or not? So that is the discussion. Yeah, that's the Ran. The Ran said by Ben Noyach, Mal Chol Baguf and Mal Chol B'Moyin.
Not from the Chol B'Moyin is still a thing, though, because it's Chol B'Moyin.
Made by Gezel, by Goy. That's what I'm trying to say. You see, Ram says it includes even human trafficking. Right, which by a Jew is not nechol in Chabot Sigzol. Not only Sigzol. So the Sigzol by Ben Noyach is by a Jew is more specific. So it could be that we take someone. Now, however, so that's the sheet of the Bach. The Amir Shloima disagrees. The Kvager sort of Zimram is that Zimarcha is not like him. But the Amir Shloima writes, Kvager quotes in a few places. You don't find anywhere that someone that's Mazik is Pasla Aitis. Oh, so Imi Baruch, or Baruch Tumim Frankel, on the Hagayis of the Shulchan Aruch, he is Mitzayin to this Ran. He's Mitzayin to the Ran. That even Chayim Chayim is trying to say that even that from the Ran we see that even Chayim Chaberai is possible. Because Ran said, Malachot Gufay, Malachot Minus, and Mele, the Imi Baruch wants to extend that Lachar to be Mazik Mamayin also, like you said. That he was calling you Chaval. You know, damaging is called gezel is being chayav b'mayna. Doesn't mean you're taking it necessarily. Being chayav b'mayna is also gezel. But again, first of all, if we say that the Ran's only talking about like Ben Noyach, it's not a raya lagabe Yisrael. And second of all, this Ran is not malach anyway because the Ran himself. The Ran doesn't bring out a sheet that way. The Ran says that's the pashas of the Gemara. All is why is he chayim nisa? And the Ran says no. The Ran says no. And when the Ran shows up, then why need a pasuk of resicha? So we have Ari's question, Masega, but the Ran Maisa does shlug it up. So it's hard to say. It's hard to use this Ran as a makar for the Bach that a mazik is pasuk.
What about the pasuk in Yecheskel? The pasuk in Zilishan is very different.
So it's fine, says the Baruch Hezraya. I'm not arguing on the Baruch Hezraya. I'm just saying, if the Raya, you don't have a Raya.
No. The Baruch Hezraya is called the Rasha.
Because the Pasuk calls him a Rasha.
Not
Havala Rasha.
I'm talking about from the word Zela.
Again, no, it's saying two different things. Chaval Yashiv Rasha, Gezel Yishale.
Two different people.
Yeah, Chaval Yashiv, I mean, you're Chayvel, Yashiv, you're going to return it, Rasha. Even Gezel Yishale, I think it's two different things. Now, so there's a classic kash over here from the Chalkas Yayiv. The Chalkas Yayiv has an interesting sefer, which is called Kava the Kushyaisa. What's Kava? Kava is 100 and
21.
Kava. Kuf, Vez, Aleph.
One.
You know, 103. There's a safe which is 103 by classic questions. Just questions. Now, since then, a guy put out a 3-volume. It's in the back of the Chalkas Yayiv, which is a couple pages, the whole thing. Sach called 100 questions. Maybe 10 pages, 20 pages, I don't know. Someone put out a 3-volume safer, Kavod Kushosa, with truths of, you know, all the diaries on. You know, what you call it? I think actually Rahmat Chazrache, I think, has a whole sefer answer on the Kavod Kushyaisa to answer all the questions. But anyway, you know, these kind of questions that, you know, these classic questions. He asked the question of the Ran. He asked, I think it's Lamed Ches. He says that the Gemara tells us, Shayfich Dam Adam Ba'adam. Domo Yishafech. The rabbis, that's what we're that Rigos Agai is chayiv for abortion. Rigos Ubers. Why? It's Shayfuch Dam Adam Be Adam. Eizu Dam Adam Be Adam. There it says Uber. Uber is Adam Be Adam. So then we know that a guy is chayiv Yisuf committing abortion.
Everyone commits abortions?
Whoever commits abortions is Chayim Yisrael, yes. A Goy. A Jew is not Chayim Yisrael. what is this if a Jew to commit an abortion? That's a whole shit by itself. Is it Ritzicha? Is it not Ritzicha? What is this? That's a whole discussion on itself, which is certainly not for now. So Frederick had Chalkizyaya warning the Pasik. The Marba Uber paper clay that even Fidaran that even Chayvul Zasser, Samela, Huadin, obviously he can't commit an abortion. It's like Gar from Chayvul Fidaran. Now it's a very nice question, but Lachari the Ran asked a better question.
Who's he being chovel? He's being chovel on the fetus or chovel
on the mother? So we'll see through it in a second. Lachaira, the Ran also asked a similar question. Right? The Ran asked, why need the parasha of Ritzicha? Right? The Ran also asked this same question, Betzin. Except more simple. He's asking from abortion, the Ran asked from Ritzicha itself. Every Ritzicha is chovel, and Kataka because of that, the Ran fell off of this. So, you know, it's a very nice chap, and a lot of people give a lot of answers to this question. The Ran asked a better question. So, like, you have a kasha in the Ran, why didn't ask from Uber? The Ran asked for killing a person itself. Right. Now,
how does this tie back into my
what?
How does this all tie back into my show? What are you trying to figure out?
We went to the Ran, and the Ran has a discussion. Does the Isser of hitting, that's Chai Misa Benaya, does that hitting a Jew or even hitting a guy? So we're going now on the tzad, it's even by a guy. Michal Gizyayev asked the question, if it's even hitting a guy, then why would the Pasuk tell us that a guy that does an abortion, it's Chai Misa, according to the Ran, it's Chai Misa because he was Chayvul, because of Gezel? That's the question. Okay, ties back to the Ran, which comes, was talking about the Essam Isser. What is the gather of the Isser? So, we got the Essam Kasha. Mm-hmm. So, in the son of the Klei Chemda answers. Now, if Kamin is, oh, what I already said before, who's saying if it's Rishos? You ask Rishos? If it's Rishos. Oh. So, if it's an Isser of Chayvul, Mitam Gezel, right, like the Ran, then if it's Gezel, then certainly Rishos is no Isser. It's Mutlachatchila. So if a woman, a guy, a shiksa comes into an abortion clinic, if it would be just the Svar of the Ran, it would be Mutter. However, once we say there's an Isser Ritzicha, Ritzicha is not Mutter, Rishos. Even if the person tells you to kill him, it's still an Isser Ritzicha. Euthanasia is not mutter. So that's the Lechara nice Teretz from the song of Klei Chemda.
You stop.
The Parasham, the Jean Rov, Sara Tera, Marasham, Shalom, Shadron's grandfather. Anyway, it gets to the Marasham says, oh, he wants to tell you that maybe basically in an oifen, if you do an abortion, you do it inside, so there's no chavala, he wants to say.
No chavala.
Huh? There's no blood.
On the Isha.
One second, does he want what?
On the Isha, there's blood.
No, he's saying that it's possible to do an abortion that there won't be any blood. Mainly why he didn't die in the Rambam. Now what? He holds in the Rambam, you need Afka if you're drawing blood by the Isser of Chayvul. Mela, he wants to say that, which is basically your teretz on the Ran's Kasha, that, right, you can kill without being Chayvul by poison. And therefore, that's what he's saying. It's possible to kill without being Chayvul. And that's his text. Okay. Now, moving on to a related area, which was actually brought up before. The Mishnah Melech, in the Sefer Parshas Drachim, What the Sefer is famous for, you know, a lot of other things in it too. What the Sefer is famous for is his discussion in the Jewish Rishon, which is what is the status of the Jews before Matan Torah? Were they considered Goyim? Were they considered Jews? The Ganzer Geshefta. So he brings down.
That's what.
He brings down Machlokes, the Ramban, and the Chachmei Tzarfatim, as Lewis has heard this being probably many times. I don't think you guys have heard from me yet. And then the Parash Emma. He mentioned the story of the Megadif. So we're coming back to the Megadif. The Pasuk of it says, Vayetze Ish, Bnei Yisrael, who ben Ish Mitzri? Ben Ish Yisrael, who ben Ish Mitzri? Besoich Bnei Yisrael. It says, Vayetze Besoich Bnei Yisrael. What does it mean, Vayetze Besoich Bnei Yisrael? So Teres Koinim says, he's being Megayer. He's being Megayer. Because his father was a guy. In fact, the Ramban, Ivy Paskin, Hakav Evan, Abel Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is a Jew. You go after the mother. And the mother was, in fact, a Jew. Shlemis Vaz Divri. The father was the guy. So, he brings down the Chachmei Tzarfatim. The reason is because before Matan Torah, before Matan Torah, the din was he went after the father like by Goyim. By Goyim, they go after the father.
So is he never
one second. So therefore, when he was born, he wasn't considered a Jew. Therefore, he had to have Gavis.
What changed?
What about every real nurse in Bnei Yisrael?
What about him? Why would they do Gavis?
Yeah.
Good question. I guess according to them, there was some type of some. The Jews were different. There was something, but as far as halachas were concerned, they were considered that it's not halachas of guy.
Well, what changed?
What? Whatever changed? What?
Before
Matan Torah, you went the goyim go after the father. It's only with by Matan Torah that we go after the mother. That's it. So before Matan Torah, the father was a Mitzri, so the kid's a Mitzri.
I thought we were separate. What? Should we separate? I thought we said we had.
That's the question. Were we separated at that point, or how much were we separated?
What?
What?
What? What?
What? Question. Huh? It's a cloud, right? The woman was Mizana, they don't know who the father would say that. You go according to Roy. Roy says it was the father, not the one that she's Mizana.
The husband.
Okay, so now the Rabban argues in them. The Rabban says, famous Rabban, the Rabban says, Kim Eis Shabbat Avram Bibris. Hoyu Yisrael uva goyim lo yischoshvu, says the Ramban. When Avram Avinu was mitzvah on Bris Mila, and Avram Avinu entered a covenant with Kadosh Baruch Hu, then that's when Kal Yisrael was born, and anyone after that are not considered goyim.
So
and it brings the raya from Esav, because the Gemara Kedushin Daf Yud Ches says Esav Yisrael Mamar Abba. The Gemara says, that's right, Esav is Yisrael Mamar, says the Gemara. The Gemara did discuss in Yerusha whether the Yarshins or not, so we see that Yerusha did the Yarshins, so we say no, Esav Yisrael Mamar. So says the Ramban, that's the right, that he was a Jew, says the Ramban. Elamai. So what does it mean that Teres Chaim says he's Megayer? What I mean doesn't mean right now. It means the Geiris of Klal Yisrael, the Matan Torah. So even though they were considered Jews, there was something that went on in Matan Torah. If the point of Rav HaGufo, what went on in Matan Torah? What was the? There was Tefillah, Milah, so it's Damim, the Matan Torah. What exactly was that? So whatever it is, but according to Ramban, the son of Shlomis Bas Divri was no different than anybody else, Taka. And he didn't do anything right now. The Geiris was by Matt and Tyler.
What about the other six kids that were involved according to this show? It's like a whole thing that they didn't yarsh with Yitzchak.
No.
But they were Jewish, so why not?
They were born afterwards?
Yeah.
B'nai Ketur, what? The B'nai Ketur, you want to know? Yeah. According to Ramban, they were Jews? I guess.
So,
no, depends, no, because maybe, who said, maybe she wasn't the guy, who said she was the guy? Avram was Jewish. According to Rabbi, you don't go after the father.
So
was, she was a Pelagic.
What about Sarah?
Sarah was Megayer.
When?
As soon as Avram became a Jew, she was Megayer also. To Akapanim. So we have Machlaikis, famous Machlaikis between the Chachmei Sarfas and the Ramban, whether or not, what exactly, what status the Jews had before Matan Torah. Now, so the Parashas Drachma over there brings a raya from the Ramban from the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara says, the sugya they've been kind of chazaka. It says over there that Avraham Avinu went halal arkel rachba. It says hukumis alch ba'aretz la arkel rachba. Hashem tells Avraham to go on Eretz Yisrael arkel rachba. To pass this, it's medin kinyi chazaka. So if you say there's no they were goyim, there's no kinyi chazaka. So how can Avraham make kinyi chazaka in Eretz Yisrael? That's the Mishnah Melech Raya to the Ramban. So, Akabanim. Oh, so the Mishnah Melech wants to say that the Machlokes in Chazal itself. It's not just Machlokes in Shem, it's also Machlokes in Chazal. So he says that he brings out the Gemara, our Gemara, that Goy Shikas is Shal, Yichai and Nisa, and Rashi is right. So Chayra, he's Daf Yisrael and Abinay. If they ask that as Benayach, then what's then how can Moshe Rabbeinu kill them because he is a Jew? There were no Jews, right? Alma, you see the word Jews. Now, the truth of the matter is, first of all, he didn't have the Pasha, he also has a question called Ran. He didn't have the Pasha, it's Dafka, a Jew, and not a Benoyach. Ran had it sound not like that. But even the Ran, okay, even the Ran that says, at the end, it's Dafka, a Jew, right, he says, Ran says, I know B'nai Noyach. So what did the Ran say? That since the Mechayiv more mitzvahs, therefore Yechayiv are killing them. So if you're Medayik Lashon of the Ran, he doesn't say that they were Jewish like the Ran, like the Ramban, right? That Gemara itself. They were Mechayiv more mitzvahs. They were B'nai Noyach, they had more mitzvahs. So therefore they were on a higher level. They were in a different status than B'nai Noyach because they had more mitzvahs, but not necessarily that they were considered Jewish. So then, the Mishnah Melech brings down a Medrash on the other side. The Medrash says, "Kivan sheyada noyges shehirgish boy." So the Medrash brings down the whole story there that the Mitzri pulled this guy out in the middle of the night. He came back and lived with his wife, and the guy chapped. So once he chapped, he started beating him. So. And Moshe said, "Vade zechay misa." And Moshe kasev umake adam yumas. So the Medrash brings down the pasuk of make adam yumas. Kill someone is chay misa. Which you have to understand because the chari doesn't mean he didn't kill him, Misa. Right? He didn't kill him. The Mitzri didn't kill the Jew. So why is the Medrash being make adam yumas? It could be it just means then avroid it. Avroid the chari l'arok is chay misa. Agabanim, he says, Loyoid, Medrash says, El Shabba, Al Ishtar Shal Dasan. Al Kach. What?
I was Dasan.
This Medrash is fascinating, Medrash. You see, in a minute, it gets even more fascinating. One second. It's Medrash Hiderach Agar says, Bal Ishtar Shal Dasan. The Ivri that was hit originally, and Moshe Rabbeinu, listen to this irony, Moshe Rabbeinu saved the guy's life, he's being beaten to a pulp. And Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri to save him, and what happens later? But anyway, Al-Kapanen knows, he says, Shenamra Moshe Yumas Hanoya Banayafes, says the Rash Yofa, Marash Yofa, Pirish on the Medrash, the Parashat Drachma brings down. that that he says, even though the Mizrahi and Rashi beats down, when it says Malkeu Mardeu, he's beating him up, and Achina says, Goy Shigizel Chayim Misa, says the Marash Yafa, that this Medrash argues on the Gemara. This Medrash saying, kill him for other reasons, not because the Akim Shigizel Chayim Misa. So what pshat? Teretz is, because what does this Medrash hold? That dinner, Akim Shek Yisrael is after Mount Torah. Hey, they opened a Naya. So he had to kill him for something else, according to this Medrash. He had to fight either because he's Mizana or because of they right. Akapanim said, according to Marash Yafa, that's good for Machlaikis in the Medrash. This Medrash holds they were considered Bnei Nayach, and the Gemara holds they were considered Yisrael. Now, so when I was looking at this Medrash, so one of the Purushim inside the Medrash brings out a fascinating sequel to this little story, and the fact that it was Dasan. He brings it down from the Alka Draveni, who brings it down from the Shalshal Sakabala. Now, someone told me, when I told this, yesterday afternoon, he told me that there's a lot of pikpukim on the Shalshal Sakabala. A lot of things he brings down is not do it. And after he came back, he showed me that he found that the Chida writes, Mekublani Mirabana Kadishe Ziknei Ashar. Shekiblu, the Mekabel from their Rebbeim, the Mekabel from their Rebbeim, that you can't be Samech on the Shalshal Zekabalach. Kidvar Matikim, he was Maitik from Contrace, you cannot. They're different Contracim, which they found, and he was Samech on them, and they weren't necessarily legit. And Kitzer, so that having been said, though, the Yalka Ruveni does bring it down. And he's like this. V'yelch Ibrili L'beisa L'garis. So he went after the story. V'yelch Ish L'beisa L'garis is Ishtai. Shenitmis. Shenitmen and Mitzri. Vativrach Isha. So she ran away. He was like, he wanted to give her a get. She ran away to who? Laviram. Ochav Shal Isha. Plot thickens. She went, her brother was Aviram. And she ran. That's right. She ran to her brother. And by what happened the next day? Why were they fighting, Rabbi Yisai? But the Yubaga Shani, Moshe Shani, he found us and Viram needs them all. What are they fighting about? They're fighting about the get. And he said that that's why Dustin was the only one. I mean, Dustin was not good about it. They are Kanish. So one first man said, how do they know? I'll get out the Aimer. There it is. Dustin was right there. He was the only one that was there. B'shas, the Moshe Ben killed the Mitzri. So he talking, no. That's what he said. I'll get out the Aimer.
That's the last reason.
Dustin's got some problems.
What happened? How did the woman come into this? Who is she married to? Who is
getting married? Okay, you'll tell the masters that.
I have to
be in a rope by 12:30, whatever, so that's why I have to finish. But someone else will explain it to you. Now, so even though we have this pit book on the Shoshal Zekabala, I found, though, similar in the Alkut, part of it at least, in the Alkut Shemaini. You know, the part that was the Dawson, that's Ferish, that's Mesh Rabbah, that's not Shoshal Zekabala. Now, in the Yalkut Shemayin, I found similar. It says, at least the part about the get. It says, "V'yachas mitzvah ben b'chol, v'yelch moish v'yeshu v'beis ha-melech." And everyone home. V'hik ishav v'ish l'baisa. This is Yalkut Shemayin already. V'amr l'gar z'ishtani. He wanted to know his wife. That's what it says. Ki loy nochoin l'beis Yaakov l'avay al ishtoi achrei ashehu tamo. It's not proper to live with the woman that was nibbled to a guy. Also says she went to her brother. Doesn't say that was a viram. But by bakish achia isha lahar guy. So the brother wanted to kill the husband for wanting to divorce his wife. Now it's really so bad.
What?
And therefore, and by Yonas el Baisma, and that's the story next day. No. The Yonah doesn't speak that out. Al-Kabanim.
Why did the brother want to kill the husband?
Al-Kabanim. What? Because he wanted to divorce his sister.
Good.
No, Al-Kabanim.
Oh, she ran to her brother.
She ran to her brother, like in the other story. He wanted to get rid of that.
Abiram was Dustin's brother, or was Dustin's wife's brother?
He was his wife's brother.
According to the first the Shelshan Kabbalah, the Ish Ivri was Dustin.
He wanted divorce the wife.
She ran to her brother Abiram. That means that Dustin and Abiram were brothers-in-law. Huh. Abiram, the next morning they were fighting about the get. According to the version of the Yalka Ruveni. According to, and then as the Moshe came in, he'll get out the Eimer. According to the second version that we find in the Yalka Shemaini, doesn't say the names Dustin and Abiram. It says he wanted to give her a get. And says she ran to her brother. And as the Knesh, their brother wanted to kill the husband. It means that according to the other one, Abiram wanted to kill Dasan. And that was followed, that's when Moshe Benu steps into the scene over here. And Mela, Kormit, definitely has a little bit of an interesting twist in the whole story.